Blog Talk Radio.
The director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. It seems like we have a rainy night in Georgia. For the last 3 days, it's been raining since Sunday. And I'm hoping that we will have a bright and sunny day on Christmas Day. But it's just a blessing to be here. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about a few things. But while I was meditating this morning, I love the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, the prayer, there was a prayer, throughout Psalms, there are prayer of David. And as I was meditating, this verse came to me, and I started reading it, Psalms 86. And in this particular chapter of 86, of Psalms 86, it really, David talks about several different things. And also, within this prayer, he also talked about, first he asked God to please hear him and answer him. And also, he also told God that I will trust you. And he also indicated that there's no other God but him, no one like him. How great and merciful is he? And he goes on and talking about how he's asking God because he's going through this thing. And he's poor and needy, what he needs from God. All of this in this one prayer. But at the very end, he prays God and thanking him and letting him know how much, even though that he's going to him in prayer with all these different problems that he's dealing with, he's letting God know how awesome he is, how great he is, and he will continue to praise him. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read 1 through 12. And I'm going to read it in the New International Version. "Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guide my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord. for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry and mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the God, there is none like you, Lord. No deed can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I love this prayer because even though that David is crying out to God for help, he's also letting God know how important he is to him, that he trusts him, and he knows that he will answer his prayer. And he is such a great God. There's no one else like him. And he is God alone. And he also asks God to teach him and show him the way. And at the end, he prays him, letting him know, in spite of his need and his crying out to him, he will always praise him. Just like in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be continuous in my mouth. That's another one of David's. I just wanted to share that with you today, tonight, because it just touched my heart, and it has so much in that one particular chapter of Psalms. But what is special, God continues to hear us. And he loves us so that he gave, that he brought in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What a wonderful God that we serve. Yes, and within less than 48 hours, yes, his Son Jesus was born in Bethlehem to a Virgin Mary. What a miracle. And just to know that this special time, God has given his Son to us. So it's so important that we spend more time in giving than receiving. Yeah, it's wonderful to get those wonderful presents from our family, friends, and you know, but it is so important to give. I heard, it's been a blessing just to hear the different things and the ways that people are giving this holiday. There were highway patrol, they were stopping people, and people were thinking that they were stopping them for giving them a ticket, but they were giving them money. There was a secret Santa that was giving those officers to stop these people and give them blessings. There's so many different ways that you can give. There's people paying off layaways at Walmart. there are people who have been burnt out, their homes, and there are police officers who came together today on a family and brought them gifts and things because of what a group of people that came and stole their gifts. There's so many different things that people are doing to show their love and their service to others. Have we taken the time to do that also? It is so important that we give and don't worry about gifts and stuff that we will not receive this holiday. It is so important that we also teach our children the real reason for the season. Yet it's fun talking about them waking up for Santa Claus and getting all those gifts, but teach them the importance of Christmas. And I know that each one of you have your own way of celebrating Christmas at your home or with family members. Just remember that it's always important to share your time with friends and family, not to be alone. Whatever you might be going through, you might be feeling sad because your loved one is not with you this Christmas. Just knowing that God is there. God sent his Son on earth to save our sins. And just knowing that even though that our spouse are not here with us, they're here with us in spirit and in truth. Just continue to live life and stay busy. And the more that you, during this time of the year, if you take the time to go out and help someone or do something special for someone, that's less fortunate. I am sure I can tell you that you will be fulfilled. Your heart will be merry. You will not feel the sadness that you might have been feeling because it gives me, I wish I could do more because I see the joy in other people's eyes, the way they feel when you do something for them or give them something. So just knowing that this Christmas holiday, find time to do something special to someone. There's so many different things that churches are doing. You can volunteer. There's many things. My ministry, the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, the New Thing Ministry, and the Gloss Ministry. The three ministries we are partnershipping together, we have collected shoeboxes for single mothers with children. We have collected these shoeboxes and filled it with toiletry tree items and also things that the children can also use in that box. We also included spiritual messages that in those boxes and wrapped those gifts, those boxes up just like Christmas gifts. And we'll be delivering those boxes to a shelter with single women and children. And they're really in the shelter for the domestic violence. So just knowing that this cause will be very uplifting to those young women who are in those shelters. And just continue to know that God is able to supply all of your needs, but let's not focus on our needs this holiday. Focus on other people that need our help more so than ever. Just like it says in 3 John 3:16, how God so loved the world, loved us so, that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world. I mean, Jesus had to deal with so much, just to do what his Father wanted him to do. God loved his son, and his son loved him, because he wanted to fulfill the things that God wanted him to come to this world to do, to save our sins. It seems like we're having some thunder and lightning out there. Don't like to be on the phone while it's thunder and lightning. But so I'm hoping that it's thundering, but I hope it doesn't become started lightning, because I'm a little bit nervous when it comes to that. But just knowing that, how God, be mindful, excuse me, I was just looking, listening to the thunder outside. Excuse me for not. But tonight we're going to still continue to talk about Christmas. Also, have your children, your grand, if you have grandkids, sit down this weekend, or even during Christmas, and tell them the story about Jesus. The purpose, the reasons for the season. Read the story about how Jesus was born in a manger, and how that there, his mother, Mary, was a virgin, and his father, Joseph, and how the wise men came, and the shepherd came to came to see. They were told by the angels that Jesus was coming. Tell them that story. It's such a wonderful story. And try to, when you tell young kids, try to make it come alive. Because, and they'll be excited about it. It'll be good if you had a picture, a book with pictures showing them what the angels look like, or the wise men, and all of that. So when I read stories to my grandson, I try to pinpoint a picture in his mind when I'm telling him a story or reading a book, letting him understand it and bringing it alive, because the story of Jesus is such a wonderful story. So there are so many different things that you can do to take care of those loneliness in your heart. It's lightning out there now. Well, we're going to continue. We only have a few more minutes. Oh, my. It is thunder and lightning really bad. But anyway, I know God wants me to continue on with this broadcast. But what we're going to do next is there's a couple of our widows who are in the hospital. Martha Jefferson, she's in the hospital, in Emory Hospital. She went in yesterday. But I spoke to her today, and she's doing much better. But they just are just keeping her in there for observation. And she's hoping that she'll be home during Christmas. We also have another one of our widows. I call her my play mother, Mama Davis. She also went in the hospital. She's with her children in D.C. And I'm hoping that she will be coming out as soon as well. She went in for observation as well. But we're going to keep those two people in our prayers, that they will be able to spend time with come home and spend time with their family members, and enjoy Christmas at home. It's nothing like, it's no fun being in the hospital and have to eat some of those food. So be mindful of them and pray for them. But I'm going to end our show a little bit early because, like I say, but I have some announcements. The announcement for tonight is Well, we had a wonderful time at Christmas. Our Christmas breakfast, it was really nice. We had about 18 widows that showed up, and we had a great time. And they also delivered their boxes, their shoe boxes, with toiletry items, and they had them wrapped so pretty. And we're going to be getting ready for our Valentine event coming up in February. And also, we have all the information that we need to start paying on our trip to Memphis, Tennessee. So just be mindful of those details, and we're going to tune in again next week, same time. Sheila and I will probably be on the air together next week, so tune in next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. and listen to Sheila and I. We'll have something special to talk about next week. And I'm sorry of not having enough to talk about. I guess what happened was I sort of started listening to the weather outside and forgot all of my thoughts. So please forgive me for that. And it seems like we have Martha Jefferson just dialed in. I guess Martha is calling from the hospital. Martha, if you want to say hello, go ahead and say hello, because we just prayed about prayed for you and Mama Davis, who were in the hospital.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Our phone when it's thunder and lightning. I'm a little scaredy cat when it comes to that.
I wasn't afraid, but to be honest about it, I went to sleep. I'm on medication, so I felt a little drowsy. I went to sleep, and I'm just now awakening. But I'm listening from a hospital bed at Emory Hospital, Midtown. But
right.
I'm just thankful to still be here, and I hope everybody have a Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you all anymore, prosperous New Year. And thank you, Mary, for everything you and Sheila do for the group to make it successful. I'm sorry I was not with you all last Saturday, but one of my friends funeralized her mom, and I went to the funeral down at Fleet Street on Saturday. But I understand that the breakfast was truly awesome and that you collected several shoe boxes. I'm sorry I wasn't able to participate in that.
I had one of your friends to drop off their shoe boxes off to me before the Christmas party, and I also had a couple other widows who dropped their shoe boxes off because they were not able to come to the breakfast. I have not counted all of them yet, but I know we have more than 20 shoe boxes. There is a few more that are going to be delivered. I know Ms. Mandy and yourself have some shoe boxes. I just had the New Thing Ministry. They just dropped off about about six boxes. So it's way over 20 boxes already. So that's a blessing.
Well, very good. It is a blessing. And I pray that those ladies in the shelter and their families will be receptive of them, whether they get them before Christmas or after Christmas. Okay.
Right.
Whatever they get
them,
it would be truly a blessing.
And they'll receive them there because they always show love whenever we go there and drop them off. So I'm sure that they'll be very appreciative. It's something that they can always use.
Thank God.
But Martha, you continue to get better and hope that you'll be able to get home soon, that you'll be able to spend Christmas at home with your family.
Thank you. I had a little amount of surgery today. But you all continue praying for me. I understand it was successful. So I'm back in my room on bed rest, but I'm okay.
Well, wonderful. And we're going to continue to pray for Mama Davis, Sheila's mother, as well. She's in D.C. With her family, but she's doing okay as well.
Oh,
and
good.
We just hope that each one of you will anyone else that is listening, that you will have a Merry Christmas. And I hope that everything that you wanted Santa to bring you, that you will receive it. But just remember, it's always better to give than to receive.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
And have a great Christmas weekend. And I hope, they said that the weather is supposed to dry, the rain is supposed to stop by Christmas. So I'm hoping that it will, and we will have a wonderful and a beautiful day. Be blessed, and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And you probably will hear Sheila and I both on the air together next week. But just be encouraged and knowing that God loves you because he sent his son to save us from sin. So just knowing that how special it is on Christmas that he took the time to send his son here. And the special, December 25th, know the reason for the season. Good night. And have a great
night. Thank you.
Like you did way back when. I need you.